We're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. And we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and the new...
automotive?
I'll help you. I hate to assign a descriptor to this puzzle.
Is it automotive?
No.
Is it quasi-automotive? Is it quasi-automotive, master?
Only if you drove to the guy's house.
Is it non-automotive?
There you go.
Is it algebraic?
Could be.
Is it folkloric?
Maybe.
Is it historic?
Oh, no.
Is it complete horse feathers?
Probably.
Okay, go ahead.
Here it is.
We don't want to name it. The thing you can name is not the truth. Everyone knows
exactly.
That. The Dow says that.
Yes, the Dow or the NASDAQ?
NASDAQ, too.
A fellow finds himself at a party, of all places, at Bill Gates' house. So he's standing there, and who should be standing next to him but Bill Gates?
The man himself.
And, of course, the fellow introduces himself, and the fellow says, gee, this is a pretty big living room you have. It's jam-packed with people. And Gates says, well, how many people do you think are here? The fellow says, geez, I don't know. He said, looking around, I have to guess maybe about 1,100. Gates says, that's very good. He said, there are about 1,100 people. He said, you're very good with numbers. And the fellow says, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And if this gets too long, let me know.
No. I'm fascinated so far.
You'll just doze off.
When you get through with this, I got to tell you about a dream my wife had.
All right. Oh, yes. I know this dream. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Now, so Gates says,
you're very good with numbers.
And he said, you into games of chance or anything like that? Oh, no, the fellow says. He said, the chances thing I ever get involved in is tossing a coin. Gates says, that's interesting. He said, do you think you could toss a coin 10 times in a row and call it correctly every time? The fellow says, I don't think so. He said, well, want to make a little bet? He said, because I can do it.
Ooh.
He said, I can call it. Coin 10 times in a row. He said, but after all, I'm Bill Gates and you're not. And the fellow, of course, declines. No, I said, I don't think I want to bet. He said, I don't think I can call it 10 times in a row. I don't think you can either, but I don't want to bet. And Gates says,
then get out of my party.
Gates says, you think there's anyone in this room that could call it 10 times in a row correctly? And the fellow says, well, I suppose there's a chance, he said, but it's got to be a pretty small chance. And Gates says, I'll tell you what.
I'll pick anyone at random.
Is this your puzzle or my puzzle?
No.
He said, I think there is some. I said, I'll bet you there is someone who can call it correctly. He said, here's what calling correctly consists of. If I tossed a coin, okay, I can call it. And if I'm right, that's a win for me. Or if I tossed a coin and you call it and it's incorrect, that's a win for me. Right, so imagine I toss the coin,
and I say heads,
and I say as the coin tosser, I say heads. It comes up heads. I win.
Right.
I toss the coin. You call it.
Mm-hmm.
You say heads. If it's heads, I lose.
Yeah.
If it's tails,
right,
I win, even though I didn't call it.
I'm with you.
Okay, so that's the rule of the game. So Gates says, you think there's someone in the room that can do that? And he says, no. He said, I'll tell you what. I'll make you a bet. I'll bet you $10 million to your 1,000.
Oh.
That it can happen in this room. There's one person who can have 10 in a row.
Yeah.
The guy says, you're on.
Of course.
Should he have taken the bet? If you think you know the answer, write it on a postcard.
I like it.
Or the deed for a centrally located two-bedroom floor through with eat-in kitchen, granite countertops, central air, and off-street parking downtown Boston, and send it to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our Fair City.
Matt 02238. Or, of course, you can email your answer from cartalk.com. If you'd like to call us, the number is 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-2278-255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.